Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Advocates are rallying today in support of a woman whose arrest has gone viral after she was selling churros without a permit at Broadway Junction Station.
They're demanding Governor Cuomo end his plan of hiring more MTA police officers and instead use those funds to improve MTA service.
WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian was at that rally and joins us. Christy, first of all, what do we see in that viral video?
Hey, Stephen Michael. So, yeah, this video is actually in two parts on Twitter. On the first one, you'll see that Sophia, the person who took the video, is asking the cops, oh, hey, what's going on here? Does she get to keep her stuff? They're taking away her card and everything with her food. So she's asking if she could sell outside. They're saying no. They're basically saying that it's illegal to sell without a permit. It seemed pretty calm when they were talking to her, but according to her description, they were being she says that the officers were being mean to them. In her description on the video, she's basically saying that they're saying, hey, you can actually speak English, a little more discriminatory than how the video looks. But basically, you just see that in the second video, they are taking her card up the stairs with the churros, and that the lady is crying and that they escort her out. Sophia's saying some really profane words to the officers and basically is saying that they should not have arrested her.
What is this food vendor's history, Christy? Has she tried to get a permit?
So we're hearing, actually, Sophia was saying at the rally today that this vendor had been selling for about 10 years. According to other train riders, they said they've been buying churros for her for 10 years. We're hearing that at this location, she's been there for about 3 years. We're hearing a bunch of different reviews on how many years she's been doing this, but she's actually, according to police, received 10 summonses in 6 months for selling without a permit. So this has been going on for a while, 10 summonses in 6 months.
What is Governor Cuomo saying about all this?
Cuomo actually has a plan to hire 500 more MTA police officers. And today, actually, he was asked about this at another event. And he said he's still doing that. He's still backing his own plan to hire more MTA officers. He says there have been more hate crimes, more assaults, especially on MTA workers. So he is still pushing for this plan to hire 500 more MTA officers. He said he didn't know anything much about this specific incident, but that he still wants to beef up security at MTA stations. He says that he's been hearing that they're just all really unsafe at this time.
Thanks for the update, Christy. WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.